Radio 2 carried amusement and information to Little America as easily as it carried news from Little America to the world. Sometimes, a theater would broadcast its program for Bird's Men. While gathered around the receiving set in the administration building one afternoon, Bird's party heard the welcome word that a supply of athletic equipment from the University of Pennsylvania was on its way to Little America. Once, when Admiral Bird was puzzled about the problem of comfortable sleeping conditions, the radio brought him the advice of other polar explorers. Fitzhugh Green and Captain Bob Bartlett, two famous explorers and adventurers, sent suggestions by radio as to how the party in Antarctica could avoid frozen clothes and other inconveniences while sleeping. Every holiday which arrived while the expedition was at Antarctica was made cheerful by the radio. The day of the anniversary of Bird's flight across the Atlantic brought messages of congratulations from all the world. On Easter, music fitting to the day was sent on from New York. On the 4th of July, there were addresses and music. And finally, it was the radio which told the waiting world that the long darkness at Little America was at an end. This news was flashed out into space on August 25th, 1929.